One African journalist who's written about sexual attitudes and how they're changing is Poppy Lowe. She's a reporter for the Times newspaper in Johannesburg, and she's on the line with us. Poppy, you just heard our report from Kenya. What is your reaction? Would that story ring true in South Africa?
Some of it, yeah, but some of it, no. What I know is that, especially in the rural parts of the country, women using contraceptives, it's a bit of a taboo. But men wanting a lot of children, it's 2013, and a lot of the rural areas are becoming a bit developed, and young people, women especially, are learning more about contraceptives. So it's almost the same, but not as much.
Any gender divide among perception of that?
There are a lot of misconceptions when it comes to contraceptives between men and women. From what I actually learned while I was doing a story is that teenagers think that when you on the pill or you get the injection, there's more lubrication. They say that, no, you mustn't use it. It's going to increase your libido and all of that. But all of it is really myths. Like, there's a show called Cutting Edge. It's on a channel of ours, the site called SABC One. And they once did an in-depth focus on initiation schools and the kind of myths that kids hear. And one of the things I was very surprised to hear about is that the boys, when they come back, they are told stories like, no, when you get back to your village, you're supposed to pick the loose girl in the village to sleep with without a condom. So the dark cloud of bad luck is taken away. So
that sounds like a very dangerous kind of hazing ceremony.
It's very dangerous because it then enhances their chances of contracting HIV. But it's not the initiation process. The thing is, the initiation school is where they get circumcised and they're taught how to be men. But it's the myths that the kids tell each other. So they think that it's okay. But because our elders don't talk to us and sit us down and actually teach us, okay, look, this is what sex is. This is what should be done. These are your options. You should do this. You should do that. Everybody's just shy about it. I mean, even my relationship with my mom, I don't talk about sex with my mom. Mm. I learned everything I know from school, from the internet, from my friends, but I did a lot more research.
You know, you recently reported that almost 16% of South Africans ages 15 to 49 are HIV positive. I mean, some of these stories, it starts to be understandable.
Yeah, no, it is very scary. And I think it's time that the adults actually started talking about it.
But I mean, wearing a condom is a pretty simple lesson. Are people not picking up on that lesson?
Funny enough, a survey picked up that a majority of the kids that were interviewed prefer unprotected sex, which is very, very scary. You know, because, I mean, in this day and age where there are condoms, which are like almost available everywhere, and clinics are making available contraceptives left, right, and center. And kids still, you still find kids who have unprotected sex, who think that you can't fall pregnant on the first try, who think that you can't get infected with HIV/AIDS. It makes it so scary.
Poppy Lowe, a reporter with the Times in Johannesburg, giving us the view from South Africa. Poppy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot more to family planning than contraception. Tomorrow, our series from Africa looks at the treatment of infertility. And make sure to watch our video about a South African woman named Beauty. She was told she could not give birth, but she found a way to be a mother.
I said to them that I'm not going to have my own children. So I love to share my love to the other children. They don't have mothers or their parents. They don't care about that. I want to share my love to them.
You can watch our video, Beauty's Children, at theworld.org/familychoices.